was a smaller, older building. It was beginning to get dark, but there were lights everywhere. The cars, the shops, the street lights. Unused to the city at night, Anne tried to stay calm, picking her way along the streets, turning the corner back into the square. Callum would be worrying about her, frantically searching for her, thinking about calling the police. Perhaps she should put him out of his misery and approach a kind-looking person with a phone she could borrow. A long queue snaked from the cinema. After her experience with the pink-faced woman, she couldn't bring herself to beg for a phone. In any case, she would rather Callum found her himself. It might make him think twice about abandoning her in future. Also, she could picture the delicious, tearful reunion. The cinema doors opened and the queue began to move. A doorman in a smart uniform sold tickets. There were no posters outside the cinema, but whatever was showing was obviously popular. It was difficult to see how many people could fit into what must surely be a fairly small auditorium. Anne caught sight of the back of a dark-haired man at the front of the queue. He looked a lot like Callum. She called out his name, but the man bought his ticket and disappeared inside. It couldn't have been Callum, though the resemblance...